That means I just don't have to tie myself.
Oh, yeah, no, I gotcha.
Alright, and whenever you're ready. So, the sweet potato is one of the oldest known cultivated crops. It's considered a superfood because it has a unique mix of macro and micronutrients like vitamin A and vitamin C. It's actually the world's sixth most produced crop. That's why it's tremendously important in terms of global food security and public health, especially in places like Sub-Saharan Africa, Asia, and the Pacific Islands. In the U.S., sweet potato, although relatively smaller, the production, it's going through its largest growth period since the Great Depression. And organically speaking, it is the fifth most valuable vegetable domestically. And all that is to say is that it's not just the geographic production or distribution of production that is diverse, it's also the modes of consumption. All parts of the plant are edible, the vines and the leaves as well, and that's extremely important because they're nutritious. They can be used as animal fodder throughout the world, they are, and it's also, probably most importantly, it's the propagule, it's the method for reproduction of sweet potato. It's a vegetatively propagated crop, and so you sprout a root and you cut the shoots, and that's how you produce a sweet potato plant and new marketable roots. And so as the increased interest and demand in sweet potato is occurring, we have growers in the central U.S. that are incorporating it into their crop rotations, but still heavily reliant on outsourcing their planting material from places like California and North Carolina, where almost 90% of the production is taking place in the U.S. And so that's not only a major cost, the largest cost of input for sweet potato production for our producers, but it's also a vulnerability in terms of the, because it's a perishable crop compared to true botanical seeds for other crops. And so we are trialing in my research the use of high tunnels, the season extension method, to permit for not only the production of sweet potatoes in our region, but also the nursery production of organic sweet potato slips. And so we've looked to figure out what the best cultural practices would be. We also evaluated the quality of the plants coming out of the high tunnel environment compared to open field, which is more traditional. And we also looked to see how they produce roots. And then what was the economic feasibility? How does slip production compare to something like high tunnel tomato production? Well, our results thus far show that high tunnel production is at least comparable in terms of yield, and that its quality in terms of transplant material is good. It produces the same amount of roots and sometimes more. And it also compares, it has a competitive profit margin to some of these other common high tunnel crops, creating diversity in the high tunnel and also access to local genetic resources in our region, as well as an alternative form of off-farm revenue. And that's my research in 3 minutes.